Test 1. Now, open your question paper and look at part 1. Part 1. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. Situation 1. You will hear a conversation in a cafe.
I think your flat's very nice, Stuart. It was a very good buy.
Yes, I suppose you're right.
Stuart, is something wrong? You don't sound very confident.
Well, you see, you know I was keen to establish my independence and live on my own as soon as possible.
Yes, I do. I remember you wanted to get away from all the rows with Mum and Dad.
Well, you see, now I wonder whether that might have been a little hasty.
Why do you say that, Stuart? Has something happened? Is everything okay?
Yes, everything's fine. It's just that, well, funnily enough, I miss you all. I even miss the arguments.
I think your flat's very nice, Stuart. It was a very good buy.
Yes, I suppose you're right.
Stuart, is something wrong? You don't sound very confident.
Well, you see, you know I was keen to establish my independence and live on my own as soon as possible.
Yes, I do. I remember you wanted to get away from all the rows with Mum and Dad.
Well, you see, now I wonder whether that might have been a little hasty.
Why do you say that, Stuart? Has something happened? Is everything okay?
Yes, everything's fine. It's just that, well, funnily enough, I miss you all. I even miss the arguments. Situation 2. You overhear a girl trying to persuade her father to send her on an exchange visit.
An exchange visit would be a good way for me to improve my language skills, Dad.
Yes, dear. I'm well aware that the most effective way of learning a language is by living in the country concerned. But I'm just not sure you're ready to stay away from home and deal with the cultural differences.
Come on, Dad. I'm 15, not 10. I have a basic knowledge of the language, some experience of foreign travel, and I've been corresponding with a host family for 3 months. They are all very nice people, and they have a daughter who's the same age as I am. She's very keen to meet me and introduce me to her friends and their way of life. An exchange visit would be a good way for me to improve my language skills, Dad.
Yes, dear. I'm well aware that the most effective way of learning a language is by living in the country concerned. But I'm just not sure you're ready to stay away from home and deal with the cultural differences.
Come on, Dad. I'm 15, not 10. I have a basic knowledge of the language, some experience of foreign travel, and I've been corresponding with a host family for 3 months. They are all very nice people, and they have a daughter who's the same age as I am. She's very keen to meet me and introduce me to her friends and their way of life.
Situation 3. You overhear a conversation between two friends about a job interview.
There were 4 of us waiting to be interviewed. The other 3 looked extremely nervous.
Were the others much older than you?
No, not at all. The company had decided to recruit 1 or 2 new employees straight from school, so we were all about the same age.
So, what happened at the interview?
We chatted for half an hour, and then I was taken to meet some of the existing staff, which I thought was a very good sign.
What were they like?
Oh, they were all very nice and friendly, and even made some jokes about their work. It was such a nice atmosphere, I really hope I get the job. There were four of us waiting to be interviewed. The other three looked extremely nervous.
Were the others much older than you?
No, not at all. The company had decided to recruit one or two new employees straight from school, so we were all about the same age.
So, what happened at the interview?
We chatted for half an hour, and then I was taken to meet some of the existing staff, which I thought was a very good sign.
What were they like?
Oh, they were all very nice and friendly, and even made some jokes about their work. It was such a nice atmosphere, I really hope I get the job.
Situation 4. You will hear two friends talking about quitting smoking.
Jean and Jerry stopped smoking because they calculated that if they stopped, they'd be saving about £4,000 a year between them.
The expense didn't bother me. For me, it was the fact that smoking had taken over my life. I couldn't do anything without smoking, which meant I refused to attend social events that took place indoors, and so I became more and more antisocial. So I decided to give it up.
Do you miss smoking?
Of course I do. Once a smoker, always a smoker. Whenever anyone lights up, I feel an intense desire to ask if I can borrow a cigarette, but most of the time I manage not to say anything.
Jean and Jerry stopped smoking because they calculated that if they stopped, they'd be saving about £4,000 a year between them.
The expense didn't bother me. For me, it was the fact that smoking had taken over my life. I couldn't do anything without smoking, which meant I refused to attend social events that took place indoors, and so I became more and more antisocial. So I decided to give it up.
Do you miss smoking?
Of course I do. Once a smoker, always a smoker. Whenever anyone lights up, I feel an intense desire to ask if I can borrow a cigarette, but most of the time I manage not to say anything. Situation 5. You will hear a person talking about their decision to start a new hobby.
I was bored with my life. I returned home to an empty flat every evening, and I found it pretty depressing. I don't like alcohol, so I had no interest going to the pub after work every Friday with the rest of the gang. And I've never been much of a TV fan, so I spent my evenings reading novels, which is very interesting, of course, but it's a very lonely activity. My father couldn't believe it when I said I'd joined a hiking club, because I'd never done anything more strenuous than walking to the supermarket, nor had I ever shown an interest in any outdoor activities. I was bored with my life. I returned home to an empty flat every evening, and I found it pretty depressing. I don't like alcohol, so I had no interest going to the pub after work every Friday with the rest of the gang. And I've never been much of a TV fan, so I spent my evenings reading novels, which is very interesting, of course, but it's a very lonely activity. My father couldn't believe it when I said I'd joined a hiking club, because I'd never done anything more strenuous than walking to the supermarket, nor had I ever shown an interest in any outdoor activities.
Situation 6. You will hear a conversation about recycling. Will you be needing your car tonight?
I don't think so. Why do you ask?
Well, I've got lots of empty beer cans that I'd like to take to the recycling centre.
What on earth for?
Why, so that they don't end up in our already overfull landfill sites. What else could I be doing it for?
Oh, come on. You're not really saying that you're going to drive 40 kilometres to the recycling centre just to recycle some cans, are you? Have you stopped to ask yourself how much petrol you'll be using up to do this and how much pollution that'll cause?
Will you be needing your car tonight?
I don't think so. Why do you ask?
Well, I've got lots of empty beer cans that I'd like to take to the recycling centre.
What on earth for?
Why, so that they don't end up in our already overfull landfill sites. What else could I be doing it for?
Oh, come on. You're not really saying that you're going to drive 40 kilometres to the recycling centre just to recycle some cans, are you? Have you stopped to ask yourself how much petrol you'll be using up to do this and how much pollution that'll cause?
Situation 7. You'll hear a conversation about slimming diets.
Why aren't you having any? Are you still on a diet?
Oh no, I gave up a long time ago. The problem with all these diets is they are so damn inconvenient.
What do you mean?
Simply that. In addition to cutting down on the amount of food you eat, giving up everything that you really like eating and being forced to eat foods you don't like, you also have to go out of your way to buy the stuff and then spend the time cooking and preparing it the right way. As if I haven't got anything to do with my life but spend it in the supermarket and the kitchen.
Why aren't you having any? Are you still on a diet?
Oh no, I gave up a long time ago. The problem with all these diets is they are so damn inconvenient.
What do you mean?
Simply that. In addition to cutting down on the amount of food you eat, giving up everything that you really like eating and being forced to eat foods you don't like, you also have to go out of your way to buy the stuff and then spend the time cooking and preparing it the right way. As if I haven't got anything to do with my life but spend it in the supermarket and the kitchen. Situation 8. You'll hear a man calling the emergency services.
Emergency services? How can I be of help?
Well, it's my cat, you see. She's...
Sir, I'm afraid I'm only the receptionist. Which service do you require?
What do you mean, which service?
I mean, do you want the police, the fire brigade or ambulance services?
Ah, the fire brigade, I think.
Right away, sir.
Fire brigade, how may I help you?
Well, the cat's climbed up a tree and she can't get down. Is there anything you can do about it?
Well, yes, sir, there is, but you may have to wait a while. There's an engine out on another call at the moment, and I'll have them come to you on their way back.
Emergency services? How can I be of help?
Well, it's my cat, you see. She's...
Sir, I'm afraid I'm only the receptionist. Which service do you require?
What do you mean, which service?
I mean, do you want the police, the fire brigade or ambulance services?
Ah, the fire brigade, I think.
Right away, sir.
Fire brigade, how may I help you?
Well, the cat's climbed up a tree and she can't get down. Is there anything you can do about it?
Well, yes, sir, there is, but you may have to wait a while. There's an engine out on another call at the moment, and I'll have them come to you on their way back.
That is the end of part one. Now, turn to part two.